and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Garbage Time. Yes, there he is. Was just going to say I am doing solo saga until Drew shows up, but here he is.
I have arrived.
Drew has arrived. Well, like I said, welcome to another episode of Garbage Time. You guys know me. I'm Zach. Here with me today, I have Drew.
I'm Drew.
It's Drew. Fun fact, Drew's birthday is this Friday. Wish him a happy birthday, St. Patrick's Day. Big drinking holiday, big Drew birthday.
Wee, woo, ah, yay, thanks everyone.
Great. So, I mean, obviously we had an interesting start to our free agency, Drew. Started on Monday, what, 8 a.m. or something like that?
Something like that.
I can remember the exact time correctly, but free agency did in fact start on Monday, and we have not had a shortage of any type of move. Good, the bad, the ugly, the mind-boggling. So, you know, pretty much all we're going to talk about today on this episode is free agency, the start of free agency, all the moves that have been made so far. We're going to go through each division pretty much and just go through the good, the bad, and the ugly and the mysterious pretty much. So let's start off with some of our headlines.
But don't forget about the garbage bag.
Don't worry. Oh no, trust me. We're going to go through that. We're going to go through that too, Drew. Don't you worry. And I also have a question teed up. It is on par with what we were going to do for this week when we were doing our tight end selections, but we can ask a different question next week or get different questions next week or whenever we do it. But so we'll go through our headlines. We're going to go through the garbage bag. We'll go through the question, and then we'll do all of our free agency talk. So first things first, obviously with all the free agency news, tons of moves that have been happening. I think the biggest thing coming out of and just the headline is Aaron Rodgers and what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. And obviously, you know, the move is imminent. It's just a matter of hashing out the details between both the Jets and the Packers.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, there's your headline. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. It just depends on, you know, what the compensation is between both teams and, you know, kind of what we're looking at for a timeline. I'm assuming it's going to happen within the next couple of days. Drew, as a Packers fan, what do you want back for Rodgers? What do you want back and what are you going to get?
I mean, I think the Packers are right to try and get everything that they can in this situation. Cause I mean, the guy has won MVP two of the last 3 years. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, the longest tenured player in Packers history. So, I mean, they are parting with a lot regardless of whether or not they're ready to, which everyone at this point knows that they are. But the Jets had to go into this knowing that they weren't going to be able to just throw a couple later round picks at the Packers and end up with Aaron Rodgers. They had to know that this was going to be an expensive exchange, and they decided to pursue it anyways. So I'm honestly a little surprised that there's any holdup on the compensation side of things.
I mean, to me, it seems the longer it goes, the more the Packers are going to get. Because you have Jets players tweeting all the cryptic tweets. We all know what it's about, but you know, Jets players tweeting, Rodgers coming out and saying it's a done deal. He wants to play for the Jets. The longer this goes on for the Jets, the worse it's going to get. Because even if the deal falls through, you have a lot of angry players on your team, you know, going, what the hell happened? We have pool boy Zach Wilson still is our number one quarterback. We had Aaron Rodgers. What happened? Right. So it's going to be interesting to watch and see what transpires over the next couple of days. And again, obviously it seems like it's a done deal. I mean, we've seen weirder happen though. We really have.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't see there being a situation in which the Jets allow that to happen. I think at the end of the day, push come to shove, they're going to give the Packers what they want. Especially yep. because they've already committed to going out and getting players that Aaron Rodgers wants to be on the team with. They have already full committed. There's no reason at this point to back down because you don't want to give up an extra draft pick or something. Like, that's ridiculous.
Right, exactly. And pretty much what it seems like to me, you know, and just moving on from this point, but is the Packers are going to get what they want out of this. The Jets have already
committed. I would imagine so. And the Jets have already committed to this. I mean, I understand this is make or break for the Packers. If you don't get enough out of this deal to set your team up for the next, you know, 5-10 years is really what you're looking for, then this was a failure. You have mishandled the, you know, asset of an aging quarterback yet again, or an aging player even in this case for the Packers. They just do not know how to handle players at the end of their careers. It's really wild.
I mean, I can say that the Patriots are in the same boat as well for that. That's, especially in the quarterback department. So true. Especially in the quarterback department. Yeah. Geez. Yeah. Well, you know, we can get more into the other conditions of Aaron Rodgers and what else happened with the Jets when we get into our free agency talk. But we will break all that down for you there. Also, huge headline for Zach. Shout out to James for making me bet Croatian soccer, because I threw down $25 on a +1,000 money line for some random Croatian soccer team, and I won $250 because they scored a goal in the last minute. Thank you, James. That was excellent. Also, shout out to Pavel Zaka for scoring last night. He won me $370. So sports betting in Massachusetts has just opened, and we're doing great here. We're doing fantastic. I feel like that's something we really haven't talked about, though. Another headline is that, you know, sports betting is – oh, actually, well, it's been – wait, duh. No, it just opened last week. Sports betting in Massachusetts. Yeah. That's a huge thing. That's a headline. Yeah, sports betting opened up last Friday for everyone in Massachusetts. It's been great. It's been a lot of good promos going on. A lot of pretty much bet and win scenarios and promos on like FanDuel and DraftKings and stuff like that. But there's been a lot of like token boosts on Barstool and MGM and all that kind of stuff. And it's been really fun kind of getting involved with that. And obviously, you know, I don't watch soccer, but I watched Croatian soccer today. And that was awful, but electric at the same time. So, yeah, your headline is Croatian soccer. Watch it or don't. I don't care. I won.
Probably don't.
Probably don't do that. It was funny too, because I bet it right at the same time. James was like, "Yeah, hop on this. Like, we're just gonna bet Croatian soccer because you know Jimmy Pibbles.
Good old Jimmy.
He just kind of does what he wants." And I was like, whatever. I got a free $25 bet. I'm just toss it in there. Didn't think anything of it. Drew, their name had numbers in it. I bet them. That's all I wanted. It worked.
It's always the sign of a good plus European 1,000, sports team.
+1,000. It was amazing. But any other headlines, Drew, that you can think of? Because I really don't have much besides free agency. I guess the Ja Morant news that he was suspended for 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, everyone saw that coming. We talked,
but he'll come back like nothing ever happened. I'm sure. So
he was in the trash bag last week. We already know about Ja.
Yeah, yeah. He got his punishment. Air quotes. Sorry, I'm trying to charge my phone at the same time. But yeah, can't really think of any other headlines we want to go over. So if you would like to move on to Lay Trash Bag, we can do so right now. Well, great, Drew. Who are we throwing in the trash bag this week? I know I saw a couple that you had. I have some too, so I'll let you lead off.
So, first group of folks going in the trash bag on my end of things are just all the sports writers that were giving Aaron Rodgers shit for holding the Packers and Jets hostage. Like, calm down. You don't know the fucking story. It's the teams. It's not Aaron Rodgers. Get the fuck off that man's dick. Let him live.
Lose my number.
Go that in the trash bag.
That was really funny too.
I know.
I mean, like, but that's the thing. Why would they assume that he's holding anything up?
Because they're dipshits.
I would understand if there was a team he didn't want to go to.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure we've all established by now, or at least even before that, that the Jets were a viable destination for him.
Right. As soon as we knew that he gave them, you know, a list of players that he was interested in and they were trying to make that happen, as we knew that it was going to happen. That wasn't, we knew it wasn't Rodgers holding things up, but
right. I mean,
Sports writers exactly. are dumb and want clicks, so I don't know.
All right, well,
Aaron Rodgers gets clicks.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I mean, he just did just come from a darkness retreat, and we, God knows what he did there.
I mean, let the man live his life. He went into that darkness retreat 90% sure he was going to retire, and then it all changed his mind. So, like,
yeah, fair enough.
Did something for him.
That's true. That's true. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I want you to go next because I just read your second point, and I am disgusted.
Yes, the next organization heading into the trash bag is the New York Yankees for failure to provide in-flight Wi-Fi for their fucking players, which I read would ballpark cost the team about $40,000 a year for the whole team. This is a $6 billion franchise. And you know what, Yankees, I don't know what if he was like the president or whatever, but whoever it was came out and said, I'm pretty sure they can afford it. And that was fucking hilarious. Why would anyone ever want to play for the New York Yankees ever?
I don't know. They currently have like the largest baseball salary. Actually, I would say the largest team sports salary in.
Well, don't forget about the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's fair, but the Dodgers can afford in-flight Wi-Fi, so.
I would imagine even the fucking Athletics and Padres, or not the Padres, yeah. The Athletics and Orioles can afford in-flight Wi-Fi for their team.
I'm sorry, but we all know that the Arizona Coyotes can afford in-flight Wi-Fi, and if the Arizona Coyotes can afford that, then so can the fucking New York Yankees, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Forget the trash bag, Drew. They don't deserve to be put in the Superflex Glad trash bag of the week. They deserve to be thrown into just directly into landfill, Drew. No trash bag needed.
Straight to the gutter.
Awful. That's really sad. Did that come out? Was that part of like a facilities review? Kind of like how the NFL just did?
I'm not sure how it arose. I just saw the headline and started laughing.
I actually didn't even see that until I saw it on the notes like 20 minutes before the show. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously the NFL did their review of like the facilities, food, treatment of families, all that kind of stuff. And oh my God, some of it's awful, but interesting stuff. All right, well, let's transition over my trash bag. I have two teams. They are both in the NFL. One is the Los Angeles Chargers for legitimately just kicking Austin Eckler off the team because they didn't want to negotiate a contract with him at all.
Them and trying to retain good running backs is not a solid track record.
I mean, like, it's just crazy because who do they have?
Apparently they really believe in the philosophy of
Joshua Kelly. Like, I mean, they've drafted a couple of people in the last two or three drafts to kind of replace the production. I mean, if they believe in them, that's fine, but he's been the best overall running back for like 3 years.
Yeah. More or less
overall.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't fucking get it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So, Chargers are going to the trash bag, and your entire franchise is trash anyway. So, then I'm gonna throw the Saints and the Eagles, their defensive lines, in the trash bag. Both of those teams hemorrhaged players from their defensive line. I mean, hemorrhaged. The Saints lost three people. The Eagles lost Javon Hargrave, who signed with the 49ers, literally the only competition that they really have in the NFC outside of their own division, really, is the 49ers, and they lost their best defensive tackle.
I am so tired of watching the 49ers just sign all of the premier defensive line talent in the league every single year. Like, why? Like, why? Go somewhere else, guys. Come on.
I know it's ridiculous. And, you know, in the Saints too, not that they had a, I would say, premier defensive line. It was definitely a lot better than most teams, but they lost a lot of talent there. You know, obviously some of those other teams picked them up scattered. I think the Browns picked up, no, that was the Vikings. Never mind. I'm going way too far into it, but yes, the Eagles and Saints defensive lines are definitely in the trash bag for sure.
Well, I mean, the Eagles did bring back Fletcher Cox, which was good. So.
Yeah, they did, but I mean, I don't know. Like, you re-signed Fletcher Cox to a one-year deal, but you let Hargrave go?
Yeah.
To a competitor? I mean, there's nothing you could do if you didn't want to sign him, but besides the point. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm just gonna go on and say the Eagles in general, because they are just hemorrhaging talent. No more Darius Slay.
No, I know. I can't believe they fucking cut him.
I mean, Miles Sanders, but whatever. They'll literally replace him with Devin Singletary, who is just Miles Sanders. But
didn't they just sign somebody else?
The Eagles? Not that I remember. We'll go into that, but I just don't remember that. Great. So that's our trash bag for the week. I know we had a question. Let me just go through really quickly. I believe it had to do with the Patriots. That's why I figured we could answer it this week, since it didn't really matter. But let me see here.
Oh, yes. They signed Rashad Penny. That's what they did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Who, when healthy, I love. We went over this during Hawks talk, but I do love Rashad Penny when he's on the field. Unfortunately, he's very rarely on the field. But that also may be a product of being on the Seahawks, who can't keep a running back healthy to save their lives.
Right. I'm looking for the question here. I don't remember how to get to them. Well, if I can find it, we can do it. But it had something to do with tight ends, I believe. If since the Patriots traded Jonnu Smith, who would you want them to draft? Or are they going to draft a tight end in this draft? Personally, I don't need them to draft a tight end in this draft. They still have Hunter Henry. They can manage. Oh, speaking of Miles Sanders, he just went somewhere, and we'll talk about that soon. Yeah, I don't think the Patriots need to draft a tight end in this draft. I don't think that the talent in this draft is too deep. It's pretty top heavy, at least what I've seen, and obviously we'll be getting into that next week or the week after with our tight end top five mock draft. But I mean, if they went out and got a guy like Darnell Washington, obviously that'd be amazing, because the dude is 6'7". He's another lineman, but he has the ball skills of Gronk, which is amazing. So but yeah, I don't think they need to go out and draft a tight end. I think their priority is wide receiver and offensive line, especially if Bill O'Brien is taking control of the offense and all personal decisions with the offense. I want him to draft wide receivers and offensive line. I don't want Bill Belichick touching that anymore. He is old and senile. Great. Well, this is why you're here, Drew. This is why we're all here. It's our free agency moves, our free agency talk. I have everything broken down into division. So all we're going to do here is we're just going to talk about, I would say, the best move that we've seen inside the division, the worst move, and then just a wild card, something you didn't see coming, a fit you don't understand, or maybe a move that's so good that it just blew your mind. All right? So we'll start with the very active AFC East. A ton of moves have happened over the past couple days in the AFC East. Re-signings, trades, surprise signings, I guess, technically speaking. And obviously the eminent big one with Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. But just looking through all of these, Drew, what's your biggest signing for this division?
I think
it can also include trades if you want. That's
right. There's two that really stick out to me, both cornerbacks. Number one, the Patriots re-signing Jonathan Jones, I think, is huge. That's a move that they needed to make to keep that core of their DBs solid, especially with McCourty retiring. So I think that keeps some familiarity in the defensive backfield for them and allows them to carry over some consistency to building up the defensive unit again. Obviously probably bigger move, the bigger name, is Jalen Ramsey coming in, joining the Dolphins, an already stacked defensive unit. So, I mean, good luck passing against Miami this year. It's going to be a hell of a show for quarterbacks.
Yep. It sure is. Oh, it's so painful to see other teams in my division get better. And we signed James Ferentz.
Yay.
I mean, I can't, I'm glad that we are keeping the talent that we currently have. Like I like that we re-signed Jabril Peppers. I think he's a very good player. He has all the talent in the world. He obviously was a Brown and then a Giant. So not the best coach teams in the world. And mind you, this was the Jabril was on the team before Brian Daboll had come on. So I like that signing. I think the best signing though, the best signing for this division, and I'm going to say signing. It's gotta be Jordan Poyer going back to the Bills. I think we had kind of all thought that that was written off and he was going to be going elsewhere, finding more money. And the fact that they were able to retain him and keep him and Micah Hyde together again, it goes to show you that, you know, if you got something special there, you got something special. Again, I've been riding the Bills hard for like 2 years to win a Super Bowl and they can't do it. But this will go a long way to kind of solidifying their defense again. And maybe they will decide to draft well this year. Who knows? I also thought that it was really interesting to kind of see and this will go into the kind of our bad here. Mike White going to the Dolphins.
I mean, you need a backup for Tua, and Skylar Thompson's not the answer. So
I get that. I just like he's definitely making more money than he should because he was okay for the Jets. It's interesting to see him go to a divisional opponent and want to play your old team twice a year, especially on a backup basis, but I don't know. I don't really know. There weren't a ton of obviously there were a lot of good re-signings for this division. I guess the other signing that I don't really understand and didn't really like was re-signing Raheem Mostert. He just didn't do much for the Dolphins, and I think that they could get value, a lot more value elsewhere in the in any running back. He had flashes when he was on the 49ers, but I just don't see it for them, and I don't think that's a great signing to bring him back.
I think Raheem Mostert is a good guy to have around. He's one of the faster running backs in the league. He offers you a lot of big playability, and with question marks at quarterback, despite how good your passing game seems like it should be on paper, you don't know when Tua is going to be healthy. You don't know what Mike White the fuck is. You don't know anything really when it comes to your quarterbacks. So I think it will help to have probably a little bit of consistency. And again, just the factor of maybe being able to break some plays here and there can't hurt. I have a question for you though. How do you feel about basically swapping Jakobi Meyers for Juju Smith-Schuster?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. I need to see how he plays this summer. Obviously he had a really good year in Pittsburgh 2 years before he left the team. So 3 years ago had a really good year, was going to be their wide receiver one, and then just wasn't. Pittsburgh just drafts receivers pretty much on the spot every single year.
True.
So I don't know. I think that he stopped. I don't know. He just stopped producing.
He had a decent year in Kansas City last year.
But how could you not with Patrick Mahomes though?
True. But I mean, I feel like he has definitely improved with the off-field distraction side of things. You didn't really hear much about that last year. So I think that's trending in the right direction. I think if he can focus on football and, you know, play the fucking game, then he's a solid receiver to have. I think he's physical. He's a good receiver. He just needs to concentrate on playing football.
And the thing about him that I like though is, and I guess really you could say either or with Jakobi Meyers or Juju Smith-Schuster, more specifically, I know that Juju gets hurt a lot. And I feel like Jacoby never really did. But going back to the Bill O'Brien offense, having a really good slot receiver like Juju is going to go a long way for Mac Jones, especially having that option, running those short to intermediate routes, getting the ball out of his hands quicker is going to make all the difference, really. The Patriots actually, I don't know. I didn't see that on here. Did I? Yeah. The Patriots signing Riley Reiff. I liked that move. Kind of bolstering their offensive line, just like a 1 year, $5 million deal. So kind of a get out there and prove it to me deal. Mm-hmm. Very, very good tackle for, I believe the Broncos and the Vikings too.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. So I like that move. I think you need to bring some veteran leadership into that group of offensive linemen who are just all over the place. Haven't had a solid group in a couple of years. The only person that I could really say is your stalwart is Mike Onwenu, who is a top 10 player in that position. So, any craziness that you didn't expect anything out of this division?
Not really.
I mean, obviously, Juju, I didn't really expect that to happen. Just he didn't seem like the kind of player that Bill would want to go after. But then again, Randy Moss. So,
no, not super surprising, and it fills an immediate need that was created a day ago. So.
Literally, I mean, yeah, that's fair. You go out and get that.
He feels like a very Patriots receiver to me, outside of the whole TikTok bullshit.
Yeah, I mean his game yeah. definitely feels like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really see much that kind of surprised me with this division. I just assumed it was going to be another arms race this year, and that's kind of what we're getting. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, the eminent move, going to the Jets. I mean, that's a huge, huge trade. Jalen Ramsey going to the Dolphins, huge trade. Pairing up with Xavier Howard and that secondary. I mean, that's going to be a nightmare. And obviously, the Bills keeping some of their assets. The Patriots are just kind of in limbo, which sucks. But all right, well, let's move on to the AFC North. Kind of stagnant, honestly. Not a ton of moves for the AFC North. I think the biggest signing there was Patrick Peterson, 2 year deal with the Steelers. Any best moves that you've seen? I'm assuming I know where you're gonna go with if you have one. You're gonna go with one of them, but best signing there.
Honestly, none of them really stand out to me. Dalvin Tomlinson, I guess, for the Browns brings a little bit more beef to that defensive line, which is always a good thing. Patrick Peterson's washed. Sorry. But
they got a lot out of Joe Hayden when he was washed too. So, I mean,
if there's a team that can get something out of him, it's the Steelers. They know how to use defensive pieces. They know how to put people in situations that they can succeed in. They know how to use complementary, football. So yeah. I think that you might see a little bit of production out of Peterson, but I mean, don't expect him to turn Pittsburgh around. It's an okay move, but.
Yeah, I mean, but in a division where there haven't been a lot of moves, it's
right. And he was cheap, so I guess that
yeah
really makes things better. If they signed him for $8 million a year, then that's different. But came cheap.
They signed him for $7 million.
There you go.
$7 million a year with only under $6 million guaranteed.
That's a solid contract. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a good deal. It's a good deal for both. I mean, Patrick Peterson still thinks he's got something left in the tank. And not for nothing, you're playing on a really good defense. If you got a good pass rush, your secondary looks a lot better.
And hell, you got four games a year against what are going to be piss poor passing teams. So
yeah, exactly. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, I don't really. Again, this division really didn't do much. I mean, the biggest move to me obviously was Patrick Peterson re-signing Lamar Jackson, which is just to retain assets and is not he's going to be going somewhere soon as well. So, we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't really know.
Nothing's really happened here yet.
Yeah. A lot of these deals were kind of, role players and, the Browns re-signing their center Pochich, good deal. obviously 3 years, $18 million, keeping someone that's already been in the system. The Browns have one of the best offensive lines in the league. So, you know, keeping that solidified. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really see anything that surprised me or anything like that. It's the moves were, again,
few and far between. That sounds like, Zach, sounds like it's time to move on.
It is. That's why we're going to the AFC South.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, the Texans alone signed more people than the entire AFC North. That should tell you something. I don't even know where to begin with this division. Geez. The best signing that I saw come out of this division, I mean, I don't even know. I like Jimmy Ward signing with the Texans. I think that's a good deal.
Sure.
Robert Woods is washed up. He went to the another wide receiver that fell off the proverbial cliff. Just signing with the Texans, getting Shaq Mason for a sixth round pick is not bad, or seventh round pick is not bad.
No, from the Bucks. Sure.
That's not bad. Getting Case Keenum as your backup QB, not bad either.
Case Keenum.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Chase Winovich though. I don't understand why they would go out and get Chase Winovich. He wasn't able to prove himself in New England. He wasn't able to prove himself on the Browns. He was cut after a year. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
The Texans have nothing to lose, so
they don't. But I mean, you know, you got a draft this year. I don't understand. I don't get that move. You know, Sheldon Rankins.
They have their own shit at the wall and seeing what sticks at this point. It don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I also like Samson Ebukam going to the Colts. I think that's a sneaky good signing. He was pretty decent for the Rams. 3 year, $27 million deal with $11 million guaranteed. I know. That'd be crazy. Yeah, I mean, other than that, I liked the Evan Engram franchise tag. I think that's a good move for the Jaguars, especially where you won a playoff game last year. So, yeah, Drew, you got anything?
Again, not really a whole lot of big name stuff going on.
Yeah, I know. Again, some of these divisions, it's just it's more bulk. Like the biggest name in this bunch, really, I guess, would be Jimmy Ward and Robert Woods, obviously.
And Samson Ebukam is.
Yeah, Samson Ebukam, too. I was just kind of looking at the Texans specifically. All right, well, let's move on to the AFC West then. Yeah. I know. We can get right along to it. The AFC West. So some interesting signings, some pretty big names here to get into, so that should be good. The biggest signing for any of these teams, for me, it has to be Juwan Taylor for the Chiefs. Really hurts for me to say, but that's huge. That's huge for the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. And anything that's going to help bolster that offensive line and give Patrick Mahomes more time to throw the ball is a bad thing for everybody else.
Right.
I don't know. I think Jimmy Garoppolo going to the Raiders is interesting. I think that they replaced Derek Carr with Derek Carr. So,
literally, though,
not entirely understanding the thought process here, but whatever. Go ahead, Josh McDaniels, bring in the guy that you worked with before. Fucking brought Devontae Adams in specifically to play with Derek Carr, then boots him out of the fucking organization. What is that team?
And then traded Darren Waller.
Like the Raiders are going to be very bad next year.
Who knows? Who knows? But again, their owner sports a bowl cut. That should just tell you everything you need to know why that team is in shambles. Bowl cut.
Yeah.
Preferred haircut of Mark Davis.
Only haircut of Mark Davis.
That's also true. But it sounds better when you say preferred because he wants it that way. But yeah, it is his only haircut too. I don't think
I've imagine ever seen if that he anyway. Didn't want it that way, and like his barber just kept doing that and just refused to do anything else.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have a bowl cut, isn't your barber just like your mom or your friend or whatever? I mean, just probably, but oh, thank you, James. Thanks for shouting out moves we haven't talked about spoilers, yet. Asshole. I know, no kidding. We're not going over that yet. You can shut up. All right, well. Yeah, so best move, I think, Juwan Taylor. I did like Mike McGlinchey to the Broncos.
Yep.
That was a good deal. Got 5 years, $87.5 million. McGlinchey's been a solid guard for tackle. He's been a solid tackle for the 49ers since he was drafted. Big boy. Power blocker. Gotta love it. Russ needs protection. That man was not cooking last year. At all.
I mean, I feel like it doesn't make any sense because he never had any fucking offensive line in Seattle, but he was all right over there. So,
yeah. Whatever. Yeah, you're right. Also, don't really understand Jacoby Myers going to the Raiders either. I don't understand that.
Maybe he just really likes Josh McDaniels.
I mean, I guess, but it I mean, I saw one comparison kind of just saying, oh, well, Josh McDaniels wants to use Jacoby Myers and Hunter Renfrow like he used Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola. Now, that's fine, especially if you have Jimmy Garoppolo. You can make that happen, but this isn't the Patriots. This is the Raiders, and your defense is duty, like trash, indeed. Garbage fire.
Very.
Oh, yeah. Any surprising moves for you? Or I guess if you have your bad moves or any surprising, I didn't really see anything that surprised me besides Jacoby Myers. I kind of figured Jimmy Garoppolo wouldn't move too far away from San Francisco.
I knew he was going to the Raiders. I knew he was going there. I called that shit. Anyways, Jacoby Myers going to the Raiders does surprise me.
Yeah, I thought he was going to stay a Patriot. It's really weird to see him go. I mean, I guess it makes sense. The only team he goes to is the team that he legitimately handed the ball to win a game last year. So,
conspiracy, I think so.
Trauma. That was trauma. I wanted to eat my television whole.
To the NFC, Zach. To the NFC.
Screw it. Now we're moving. We're flying along here.
You sure are.
I forgot to even move the tracker. NFC East. All right, Drew, give me your best move.
Dallas Cowboys putting that franchise tag on Tony Pollard and releasing Zeke. They have finally made the move. They are finally ready to go full on Tony P, baby.
I'm gonna stick with this team
for this for years. God, I love Zeke. You know, I love Zeke, but there comes a time in every man's life when he must depart from his home.
This is true. This is true.
It has come time for Zeke. We've watched him decline heavily over the last 3 or 4 years. It's been very unfortunate, but true. And we've watched Tony Pollard look more and more like he is one of the premier backs in the NFL with just no chance to really show what he can do. But, I mean, if you think about the sample size that he's had already and what he's been able to put up for numbers – my goodness gracious, that man as an every down back, you're going to see some crazy, crazy numbers out of Tony Pollard this year. True. I am sorry, but it's going to be nuts.
I'm with that. I'll retweet that, Drew, because I see that. I'm going to stay in the same team. I loved that move for Stephon Gilmore. Fifth round pick? Are you kidding me?
Fair.
And it's compensatory too. So
cheapity cheap.
Very cheap for a player who is going to only bolster that secondary. I mean, him and Trayvon Diggs, that's a ball-hawking secondary right there, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, that Dallas defense is just continuing to become more and more of a beast that teams exactly. are not going to want to deal with.
And you got to say, even you know, Stephon Gilmore had a quiet year last year on the Colts, but he did very well for himself in that secondary, especially on a team that, again, the Colts, very subpar. So just adding him to a stacked Dallas defense, who also re-signed Leighton Vander Esch, who, you know, again, he was the linebacker for what, like 2 years. And then obviously the injuries derailed him, but you know, having him on a defense that also has Micah Parsons, I mean, come on, you keep going. And there are names on that defense that it's insane.
Oh yeah. It's insane.
Biggest. Go ahead.
Don't think you can overlook that Darren Waller deal for the Giants.
Oh, I was just going to say that a lot of, you know, obviously with it being a trade, they got a third round pick, you know, that's the same third round pick they got back for Kadarius Toney. They traded Kadarius Toney for Darren Waller, Drew. That is literally what happened.
Yep.
So kudos to the Giants. I don't even know what to say. Just the straight up fleecing of both of those teams.
Fact. I think
now that we know what the finality of the trade line is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can say that the Chiefs got fleeced, but
I mean, that's fair, but in retrospect, if they could have, which again, they didn't need to because they have Travis Kelce, but if they realized that their third round pick could have bought them Darren Waller.
I don't know. I think that they filled in what they were looking to fill. And I mean, he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. So,
yeah, no, that's true. Again, the finality of the trade, I believe, is a utter fleecing of the Raiders.
Oh, for sure. I think that this is going to make Daniel Jones' life a whole lot easier and make that contract a whole lot easier to live up to. If Waller can stay healthy, that's going to be terrifying because they got some good young receivers. They got Darren Waller now, and they always had Saquon. So
that's true. They tag Saquon. I don't know. It should be interesting to see them this year, and kind of how he responds to making all that money. Is it just going to go straight to his head? Is he going to turn back into a bum? I think so. I know you didn't, but. Does have a new coach, new system. It looked pretty good for him last year. They made the playoffs. They beat the Vikings. So we will see. We will see what happens, especially with them acquiring a big target in Darren Waller, keeping Saquon. They re-signed Sterling Shepard, who, you know, again, has been a good receiver for them in the past. So, there are a lot of big names for the Eagles that got re-signed. Boston Scott, Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. They re-signed James Bradbury, obviously taking him from the Giants, but re-signing him previously. That was a good move, obviously letting Darius Slay go, which is interesting. They're going to, you know, they probably needed to do that to save cap space for all these other moves. Rashad Penny. I don't get that one. I don't get it.
We talked about it last week again.
We did.
I like Rashad Penny. He's a good running back. Very good running back. When he's healthy. Never healthy. Was a Seahawk. Can't hold that against him. Seahawks running backs never stay healthy. We'll see how Rashad Penny does in Philadelphia. Can't hold it against him yet.
I'm just confused as to why they would do that when they have such a hard time keeping running backs healthy in Philadelphia, and they sign Rashad Penny, who is a perennial IR candidate every year. Or, well, redundant, but perennial IR candidate. I mean, if he stays healthy, they have the bones to be a really good running team. Obviously, Miles Sanders made it work. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I don't really get that one. The Commanders made some moves. Cool. Good for them. I really don't care. Jacoby Brissett. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, good to have a backup like Jacoby there, but you don't have your starting quarterback. So what good is it going to do you if you have Jacoby and Sam Howell?
Yeah, that's true.
Both backups. All right. NFC North, Drew.
North.
All right. The Bears, Drew. The Bears made some big old moves.
Yep. Yeah, they sure did.
Best move, DJ Moore, hands down. I think that's my second biggest move of all free agency behind the Jalen Ramsey trade. Has to be DJ Moore going to the Bears. Every quarterback in their third year has received or has added a big player, big target for them. Jalen Hurts got AJ Brown. I know there are more. I forget. Who else? Who am I missing, Drew? Come on. Tua got Tyreek, who, you know, did have AJ. Did have Jalen Waddle, but Tua got Tyreek. He blew up and then died, but blew up.
Right.
That was. So this is huge. I mean, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, N'Keal Harry.
you.
I will never get over the fact that the Patriots drafted him over literally every other good receiver in that draft. It baffles me. Yes, but they do lose their running back. Very interesting to see where he ended up.
Yeah, that one didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Montgomery to the Lions, 3-year deal, $18 million. So they got him relatively cheap for a running back who had touched 1,000 yards, I think twice or three times maybe with the Bears.
Yeah, he was inconsistent, very, very inconsistent. Hurt often, but I don't know. He's pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, well,
just now the MO of the Lions backfield is pretty good sometimes. Other than Jamal Williams, who's been super consistent and fucking, yeah, I love Jamal Williams. So
yeah, and he actually migrated on south. And we'll talk about that in our next division. But another big move from the Bears, Tremaine Edmonds, stealing him from the Bills.
Yep, that is a big
and huge move for that defense. It's going to plug up a hole right in the middle for them. Of the field, specifically. But,
yeah.
Drew, congrats. You signed Keyshawn Nixon.
Yeah, if there was anyone that I was, like, really keen on re-signing, I think I made this pretty clear.
You did.
It was Keyshawn Nixon. I don't think you can let someone like that walk, someone that comes in and changes the entire culture of your special teams. So I'm glad that they finally recognized that they had a good player on their hands, as the Packers tend not to do, especially when it comes to special teams and defense. So I'm very excited to have him continue to be a Packer. And yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a weird year, dude.
Yeah, it really is going to be a very weird year for both of our teams, really. I mean, the Packers obviously not going to have Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, we didn't really have a Packers discussion, but, I mean, do you go out and get you have to go out and get another quarterback? You have to.
Yeah, there has to be some backup for sure.
That's what I'm saying, but do you trust Jordan Love to go out and get a guy like, I don't know, James Winston?
You no, because we'd have to trade for him.
That's true. No, yeah, I mean, I don't really know.
I think there's so many quarterbacks in this fucking draft, dude. I think you draft a quarterback in the third, fourth, fifth round, something like that.
Call it
and day. Just, you know, maybe I've heard Jordan Love's been pretty decent. I haven't seen it myself, but that's what I'm hearing. Maybe having a young quarterback there will give him a little sense of competition and just elevate it a little bit more. I don't know. I think that's probably the way to go.
All right, fair enough. I mean, yeah, I mean, when my team was in the situation, we went on and got Cam Newton. So I really don't know what to expect from your franchise.
You didn't have someone that was like ready and waiting.
No, right. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, basically what the trust level is with the person who is waiting.
I don't think any Packers fan can confidently say that it's going to be good or bad. We've seen him play a grand total, including preseason, of like six games. So
that's fair. That is fair.
I have hopes. I'm hoping that what we saw in him 3 years ago when we drafted him in the first fucking round,
comes to fruition at some point. I hope he has a good career. I hope he's a good quarterback. I would like to see my team continue to do well post Aaron Rodgers.
He's easily the most forgettable first-round quarterback drafted in the last 5 years.
Well, so far, but you would have said the same thing about Aaron Rodgers when he got drafted in 2005 for the 2 years that he sat on the bench.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So I we just have no idea. It's just such a fat question mark right now.
Well, we'll find out during spring training, summer camp and all that, summer training and stuff. So
I guess we're not going to find out until the actual season starts. It doesn't matter what they do before that.
Well, I mean, you'll at least know what you're kind of working with.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Look at Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, God. NFC South. NFC South. Tons of talent come to the NFC South, which is really funny because this division's terrible. I mean, trades, huge signings. Biggest signing for me, Jesse Bates going to the Falcons. I also really thought that the Bills keeping Lavonte David and Jamal Dean was huge for them, kind of keeping a little bit of their defensive core. You know, they still have a really good defense, and keeping two of those big players on there was huge for them, especially in a division full of question marks and no team is a true leader of the pack.
True. I agree.
I think Saints getting Derek Carr is big, obviously.
Correct.
Yeah. But, you know, not big on Derek Carr as a player. So
I think he'll be fine. I don't know. I think he gets too much shit. But I think that the Panthers have made some good moves outside of the bullshit that they pulled for trading for the first round pick. That was a very poor decision.
That was terrible.
But, however, bringing in Von Bell is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's really going to help that defense out. Shai Tuttle, also a solid piece for that defensive line.
We can finally put up the comment for James here. Officially, yeah. Miles Sanders to the Panthers as well. Yes. I think that's a good move for them. Yeah, I mean, they needed someone, obviously, to replace Christian McCaffrey. Not that Miles Sanders and Christian McCaffrey are even on the same level, but you can fill that production in if you got him and a guy like Deonta Foreman. Chuba Hubbard is still an option for them.
Yep.
But any moves that you didn't like here?
I don't like Taylor Heinicke to the Falcons. I think he deserves more of a chance than he's going to get in Atlanta, where he's just going to be in another kind of competition thing with Desmond Ritter.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should have gone somewhere where he could have at least had the chance off the bat to be the guy, because that's what it's felt like his career has kind of been building up to for me, and he just kind of lackluster move going to Atlanta. So
that's true. Yeah, I mean, he's shown that he can produce.
He can lead an NFL team. I have no doubt in my mind that he would be a solid starting quarterback.
Yeah. I think the Saints re-signing Michael Thomas, I think they just need to get rid of him. I think at this point it's just he needs to go. They have Chris Olave. They can draft more talent in this draft. Holding on to Michael Thomas, it's just been a pain for them. They can't really move on. They should be able to. They're never able to. I mean, I don't know why. I get it. Again, you know, you traded Brandon Cooks and you have Michael Thomas in the works and you didn't want to trade Michael Thomas and now you're stuck with his injured ass. So,
it just doesn't make sense. The guy's played, what, two games in the last 2 years?
Yeah, they gave him 1 year, $10 million deal. $10 million for one single year.
To sit there and not play football.
Yeah, his turf toe is going to act up again. Baker Mayfield to the Bucks? What? That was weird.
I mean, they need someone behind Kyle Trask. It's
Baker Mayfield behind Kyle Trask.
That's what it's gonna be, dude.
I know it is. That's so weird. That's just weird to hear outright. I don't hate it. It just surprised me. I didn't expect him to go that route, especially where I know, like you said, you know, Kyle Trask is going to be their starter at least for some points of the season. Baker has a huge chance you know, a lot of the pieces from Brady's Bucks are still there. The defense is still solidified. You know, if you bring a guy in like Baker Mayfield on a prove it deal, he could explode with Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. I mean, he could really go off. I really like Rashad White on that team. Thank God Leonard Fournette's off that team. Playoff Lenny. Dude needs to stop eating. Should be eating those yards.
Leonard Fournette sucks. Fuck Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, biggest deal, Jesse Bates going to the Falcons. I think that's a huge move for them.
And Jamal Williams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Saints. I forgot about that. Yes, that just happened too. Jamal Williams to the Saints. Alvin Kamara, Jamal Williams. That's a very dangerous pairing.
That is a good little backfield right there.
Yeah, that's a really good backfield. Mm-hmm. Jamal Williams owners in fantasy, somehow your stock went higher from this past season, which, again, if he's getting the Lions, that's one thing, but his production is about to go up because Alvin can get them to the goal line and Jamal can get them into the end zone. So
into the goal line.
Yes. All right. Well, one last division and then we can wrap this thing up. NFC West. NFC West, Drew. Not a ton of action going on. Obviously, we talked about a couple of the moves previously. Obviously, the trade for Jalen Ramsey. The Rams got Hunter Long in the third round pick. Sam Darnold going to the Niners, which was really strange. That's just a weird one. Drew, are you eating your microphone? Dear God. Biggest signing, Javon Hargrave. Again, why did the 49ers just get every single good defensive line brought, like, player? True. Stop it. It's not food.
Bullshit. Is it delicious, by the way?
Weirdo. Yeah, I mean, other than that, Geno Smith re-signing with the Seahawks. Not a great deal. I'm sorry. We talked about it last week. We don't really need to get that much into it, but don't really like that deal. And that's really it. I mean, the Cardinals didn't do much. The only thing the Rams have done is that trade.
You picked a shitty division to end on.
Yeah, I know. I really did.
Damn, I really did,
Drew. You're so right. Hold on. Let me call up one of these GMs to make a quick move so we can talk about it.
Make a move right now. Any move.
The thing with the Cardinals is, where does DeAndre Hopkins go? And that's more or less, you know, our ending topic of free agency is, where does D-Hop go? Do the Patriots go reach out and try and trade for him? They did sign Juju. Okay, so where does he go, Drew?
I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to end up playing for the Seattle Seahawks.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So you have Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, and DeAndre Hopkins?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. That's bold.
It's going to be some weird shit.
Yeah, and that's true. Like, okay, that's fair.
Season bullshit. Tyler Lockett's going to get hurt.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, all right. So not like outright, like someone has to get hurt in order for that to work out.
Yeah.
So,
but that's where he's going to end up playing this year.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I personally think he's going to get traded before the draft. I could still see the Patriots going out and getting him. They just don't like to draft, they can't draft wide receivers. Unsigned free agent wide receivers, sure. I mean, Jacoby Myers, Julian Edelman, Julian Edelman was the seventh round pick. But, they can't draft receivers, and the best way is just going to get what you know. And if DeAndre Hopkins is available and he's only going to cost you a second round pick, I would do it. A second round pick for DeAndre Hopkins, even if he's older, you're pairing him up with Juju Smith and Devontae Parker. I mean, that's a really good wide receiver core.
Could also see him going to the Lions or the Falcons.
I could see him going to the Lions. I could see him in the Falcons too. It's weird. I could see him with a lot of teams.
Yeah.
That's also fair. Well, yeah, that's free agency. Drew, you have any final thoughts from free agency before we go into our final words for the entire show?
We forgot to mention that the Jets signed Alan Lazard specifically in the AFC East section.
Yeah, court. Whatever. It's just kind of glossed over. He's a byproduct of the Aaron Rodgers news. So, I mean, whatever. Yes, Alan Lazard signed 4 years, $44 million or something like that, right?
Yeah, but he's good.
Byproduct of the Rodgers news. Rodgers doesn't go there, that news doesn't happen. So I chalk it up to that.
I mean, he might have. I don't know. He's a good blocking receiver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I agree. Yeah, I mean, the Jets got significantly better for this free agency. They drafted scarily good last year. Maybe they're not a bottom-feeding franchise. Maybe they'll actually win a playoff game this year. Who knows?
We certainly shall see.
We will. It's going to suck watching the Patriots play a single divisional game this year, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Like, their schedule was already hard enough. Now you play Aaron Rodgers twice a year. Yep. Oh, and you also play Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard twice a year. Mm-hmm. Oh, and guess what? Josh Allen? Yeah, he's still a Bill. So you play him twice a year, too. It's like, fuck.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I know. You have Jared Goff.
We do have to play Justin Fields.
So. Yeah, I guess. Whatever. You have Jair. You can put Jair on DJ and he'll be fine. Come on.
Yeah, but who's going to stop Justin Fields for running for 200 yards a game?
Just make sure Quay is not injured.
Well, you know.
Final words for the show, Drew. We had a lively discussion of all free agency topics far and wide from all divisions. Trash bag, headlines, anything you want to add to our color analysis here before we sign off for the night?
I'm going to miss Aaron Rodgers, dog. It's a sad, sad day to be a Packers fan. But we'll have to go to Gillette when the Jets come to town. So.
That's true. We can do that. I'm sure the tickets will be cheap. Or not, because, you know, they still charge.
Probably not.
Absorbent amount of money for tickets to go see Mac Jones and whoever the hell else they have on that team play.
Juju!
Oh, God. I can't. Bill needs to retire. I'm sorry. I don't care if he beats Don Shula's record. He just needs to go. My final words. Juju Smith-Schuster, if he does one TikTok on this team, I will never watch a Patriots game again. I can't say again, I won't watch another game for 3 years because he signed for 3 years, I guess. Ooh, fantastic. You could have had Jacoby Myers without the TikToks and more production, but whatever. Yeah, I mean, this is a really bizarre free agency period. The first couple of days, Derek Carr going to the Saints, Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets, Jalen Ramsey being traded from coast to coast. I mean, there have been so many moves, a lot of them like mid-tier moves that, you know, might move the needle a little bit. You know, biggest moves to me, obviously, Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers, Javon Hargrave. And if I'm missing any here, forgive me, I'm just beyond frustrated with the Patriots to even have that kind of that hindsight right now. But yeah, well, yeah, that's all you got, Drew. It's all I got. So thank you guys so much for watching. This has been Garbage Time with Boda Sports. We are the Boda. We provide you the sports. You guys know where to find us. We are on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Our podcast, I believe, now is exclusively on Spotify. I don't know. I've been checking in on that. The platform that we use has been purchased by Spotify and has been turned into Spotify for podcasters instead of Anchors. So I'm trying to figure that out. I have no idea.
Also, but don't forget to subscribe to our OnlyFans.
Do we have an OnlyFans?
Probably.
What do you mean probably?
You're going to have to find out, Zach.
I'm so confused. Did James like set up an OnlyFans account for us?
I don't know.
What do you mean? I don't know. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. We have more final words for you, fuckers. True. What do you mean? You're just messing with me, right?
I'm just fucking with you, dude.
All right. I was going to say, because that's definitely something James would try to pull.
That would be hilarious.
I mean, it would be. It would just be really weird pictures of us throughout the podcast. Like, I don't even know what we would do. Do we monetize that? Would people pay for that? Like, I don't know.
Depends on how naked we are, probably.
I mean, I feel like they'd pay us to keep our clothes on.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, good point. Fair enough. Thank you so much for watching. And stay tuned for the next week's episode of Garbage Time. I guess brought to you by our OnlyFans.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.